Okay, so if you're someone who's wrestling with compliance, maybe SOC2 specifically, you know the feeling, right? That pre-audit scramble.
Oh, yeah.
You're digging for reports, trying to stitch together evidence from, like, everywhere. Endless screenshots. And then that little voice did, I forget something, something critical from 3 months back. Did Jane actually do her security training?
That's not just, you know, anxiety talking. It's a genuine business risk. SOC2 is sort of the ticket to ride for enterprise deals. It builds that essential trust.
Absolutely.
But the old way, the manual way, it eats up hundreds of hours. It pulls your best tech people, your security engineers, away from, well, building stuff and protecting things.
Right. Turns them into evidence collectors.
Precisely. And I mean, let's be honest, it introduces human error all along the way.
Yeah. It does. So that's our focus today. We're doing a deep dive into AI-powered compliance automation. How does this tech make sure the evidence basically gathers itself continuously, correctly, accurately? How do we shift compliance from being this like recurring nightmare into something that actually helps the business, something defensible and, importantly, scalable?
That's the goal.
Okay, so let's unpack the manual mess first. Before we jump to the shiny AI solution, what are the real, maybe hidden costs and risks when you're relying on people and spreadsheets for SOC2?
Well, the biggest failure, honestly, is opportunity cost. And that spirals into real risk pretty fast.
How so?
Think about it. You've hired these super skilled security pros. But weeks before an audit, what are they doing? They're digging through log files, pulling reports from different systems, trying to format documentation.
Time they're not spending on actual security work.
Exactly. Not finding vulnerabilities, not improving defenses, not responding to threats. We're essentially using specialists for, like, tedious clerical work.
And that leads to that whole point-in-time snapshot problem, right? I've heard stories where, yeah, things were secure back then, but the proof wasn't captured right at that moment.
Precisely. The auditor asks for evidence from, say, 90 days ago, maybe even 6 months. If your team is recreating docs from memory or the logs are patchy, controls that were actually working fine might look like they failed. And this is key. The risk you face might be purely because of bad documentation, not bad security. You're exposed just because you couldn't prove it for that specific past moment.
And the inconsistency, too. I remember one place, the person doing evidence collection changed each time. One audit, you get perfect screenshots, timestamps, details. The next, three lines of text in a spreadsheet.
Yeah, that inconsistency is a killer. It creates so much friction. Auditors see that variance, and they have to spend more time asking questions, interviewing people, trying to figure it out.
This means more time, more money.
Definitely extends the audit, drives up the cost. And, you know, this manual stuff just doesn't scale. Maybe it worked okay with 50 employees. But at 200, with 10 new tools, it's impossible.
So you end up hiring dedicated compliance people just to manage the paperwork.
Often, yes. It becomes this cost center, sucking budget away from growth or security improvements. That's the scaling burden we see constantly.
Okay, let's pivot then. Let's talk about the tech solution. What really changes fundamentally when you bring AI and automation into this? What's this AI-driven compliance really about?
The big shift, conceptually, is moving away from that reactive scramble before the audit model to a proactive continuous compliance posture. The idea is your evidence is always ready, 24/7, 365, not just in those panic weeks.
Yeah.
The AI monitors your security controls all the time. It captures evidence automatically right when something happens, a config change, someone finishes training, a user account is deactivated. It's logged instantly.
It's like moving from doing homework once a year to having a system that logs everything constantly.
Yeah.
But the intelligent evidence mapping piece you mentioned, that sounds crucial. It's not just grabbing logs, it's knowing what they mean.
Right. That's the intelligence layer, exactly. The AI understands the context. It maps the evidence to the specific SOC2 trust services criteria, security, availability, and so on. Okay. So for example, it sees a firewall rule change. It doesn't just note the change. It automatically links that record to your change management controls, your configuration standards, maybe even risk assessment stuff. No manual tagging needed.
And making that understandable for an auditor. You mentioned natural language processing, NLP. Can you break that down a bit? What's NLP doing here?
Sure. NLP, natural language processing. Think of it as the translator. It takes that dense technical stuff, logs, config files, and turns it into, well, human-readable documentation that an auditor can easily understand.
Oh.
It basically writes the explanation. Here's the evidence, here's what it shows, and here's the specific SOC2 rule it satisfies. It makes the auditor's job way faster because they're not wading through raw code or
Okay,
logs.
let's get into the nuts and bolts then, the mechanics. How does this system actually watch everything 2147? What kinds of evidence are we talking about?
So the foundation is continuous monitoring, just pervasive observation of your key system.
Like system configurations.
Exactly. System configuration monitoring. The AI connects, usually via secure APIs, to track changes in your firewalls, your cloud setups, AWS, Azure, GCP, whatever. A change gets made. The AI grabs the before and after state, sees who did it, checks if the proper change process was followed.
And files it away automatically under the right control.
Instantly.
But hang on, lots of places have scripts or basic tools that pull config logs already. What's the extra value of the AI layer here? Is it worth it if I can kind of automate the pulling myself?
That's a really good question. It highlights the difference between just automation and actual intelligence.
Okay.
Your script pulls data, probably on a schedule, right? So it's still a snapshot, maybe daily or weekly. The AI is integrated deeper, collecting evidence as it happens. But more importantly, it applies that SOC2 context automatically, and it performs validation checks, which we'll get to make sure the control isn't just documented, but actually working effectively. It's a different level. And then there's the human side, which is always tricky in audits.
Access control. Always a huge audit headache, yeah.
Yeah, right. So access control monitoring is critical. The AI gives you this comprehensive automated proof of who has access to what across everything. It tracks every permission change, grants, modifications, removals, linking it back to the request and approval.
So if you're using something like Okta or Azure AD for identity,
Yep, your IAM system. The AI is constantly pulling authentication logs, access reports, proof that multi-factor authentication is enforced. It ensures you're maintaining least privilege and have the documentation to prove it continuously.
and it has to connect everywhere, right? Across the whole tech stack.
Definitely. Integration is key. Usually uses secure read-only APIs, so it observes without messing with operations. Beyond IAM, think cloud infrastructure. It's watching security groups in AWS, capturing evidence from your infrastructure as code deployments.
Making sure only approved templates are used.
Exactly. And verifying backups ran successfully, things like that.
The sources also mentioned plugging into HR systems. That seems complicated, with HR data being sensitive.
It is sensitive, requires careful setup, but the payoff is huge in time saved. Integrating with HR systems like Workday or Bamboo HR automates evidence for background checks, security training completion, onboarding checklists.
And crucially, offboarding.
Yes, that's a big one. Employee leaves, the system sees the termination date from HR, then it verifies that their access to critical systems was actually revoked within the required time frame, your SLA. You get undeniable automated proof for that vital control.
Okay, what really blew my mind reading the sources was this idea of validation. The AI isn't just documenting, it's checking the quality of the control action. How does that even work?
That's the strategic jump, isn't it? Moving from just documenting passively to actively preventing control failures. The AI uses things like behavioral analysis, timing metrics to check if the control is truly effective, not just checked off a list.
Give me an example. How does it know if someone's just checking boxes on an access review?
Okay, access review validation. You know, managers have to do these quarterly reviews confirming their team still needs their access.
Yep. Standard stuff.
Traditionally, you just document review complete. The AI looks deeper. It analyzes system logs, maybe even mouse movements, click patterns, timestamps to see how the review is done. If it sees a manager approved access for, say, 50 people in 2 minutes.
Wait, it flags that as suspicious
Yeah.
because it's too fast. It's basically detecting rubber stamping.
Exactly. It signals, hey, this control might be marked complete, but it looks weak operationally. It doesn't fail the control itself, but it alerts the compliance team. Maybe that manager needs more training or the process needs a rethink. You fix it before the auditor ever sees it.
That's a game changer for how compliance teams could work. What about something like change management? That's always a beast in audits.
Right. For change management verification, the AI connects the dots. It correlates the change ticket, maybe in Jira or ServiceNow, with the actual code commit in GitHub or the infrastructure change in AWS.
Making sure it was approved, tested,
Yes. And that rollback plans were documented before the change happened. If it sees a risky change go live without a linked approved ticket, boom, immediate flag. Helps you keep things stable. And same idea for training completion monitoring. It tracks not just if someone completed the training, but assignment dates, completion rates, maybe even quiz scores. It flags people who missed deadlines or clearly didn't grasp the material. It's about effectiveness, not just ticking a box.
Okay, so for someone listening, thinking about adopting this, automating everything all at once sounds daunting. What's the smart way to approach implementation?
Yeah, definitely don't try to boil the ocean. It needs a phased approach. That's key.
Makes sense.
The usual recommendation is phase one, access control evidence. That's typically the biggest manual slog, right? It touches so many systems. Automating that gives you the quickest win, the biggest immediate ROI, and some breathing room.
Okay, start with access, then what?
Then phase two, infrastructure and change management. Get that continuous monitoring of your cloud environments, your code pipelines, stabilize that. And phase three usually wraps in the rest, governance, risk assessments, and importantly, vendor management. Automating the vendor questionnaires and reviews, phase rollout is much more manageable.
And the ROI question,
yeah.
CFO always asks, sounds like a significant investment up front. How fast does it typically pay for itself?
It's pretty significant and often, yeah, within the first year. The return comes from a few places. Obviously, the huge reduction in manual labor. We're talking 80, 90% less time spent just collecting evidence.
Oh.
But also faster, smoother audits. When the evidence is clean, consistent, validated, auditors get through it quicker, lower external audit fees. And crucially, avoiding a failed audit or a delay means you can close those enterprise deals faster. That hits the top line.
What do the audit firms think? Are they skeptical of AI-generated evidence? Do they worry about bias?
Actually, the opposite is mostly true now. The leading firms like good automation. Why? Because the evidence is way more complete, consistent, and reliable than messy spreadsheets compiled by humans under pressure.
Okay.
What they do need, though, is proof the automation itself is trustworthy. So you need controls around the AI platform. Audit trails showing no data tampering, strong access controls for the platform itself, clear documentation of how it works. If that's solid, they generally trust the evidence. So stepping back, the big picture is this. AI automation changes the compliance job. You stop being an evidence hunter, that person frantically grabbing screenshots,
right,
and you become more of a strategic compliance curator. You're focused on making sure controls are actually effective, managing risk proactively, using the system's insights.
And looking forward, this continuous monitoring and AI validation, it seems to unlock some really interesting future possibilities, like predictive analytics for compliance.
That's definitely coming into focus. Instead of finding a problem during an audit, predictive compliance analytics looks for patterns, rise and fail logins, frequent config rollbacks to flag potential control weaknesses weeks ahead of time. It's about getting ahead of the risk.
And for companies juggling multiple standards, SOC2, ISO 27001, APA, this idea of multi-framework compliance orchestration must be appealing. Collect evidence once, use it for multiple audits.
Huge efficiency gain there, yeah. And the ultimate vision, maybe further out, is continuous audit capabilities. Auditors potentially getting real-time dashboard access. If the evidence is always live and validated, that whole periodic audit cycle could fundamentally change. Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener. Don't just see this automation as a way to pass audits more easily. That's valuable, sure, but use the intelligence it gives you. When the system flags controls that are frequently failing or need constant tweaking or show signs of being rubber stamped, that's a signal. It means the underlying process needs fixing, not just the documentation. Use compliance automation to drive real, measurable improvements in your actual security posture. That's the true strategic advantage.